Last one is reactive attachment disorder, simply because it's fascinating and it doesn't get enough recognition. And there's a lot of adoption that goes on in the metropolitan area, and I've seen a fair amount of adopted kids. I also used to work with foster care kids, and they all had this. Markedly disturbed and developmentally inappropriate social relatedness in most contexts, beginning before age 5. Persistent failure to initiate or respond developmentally to appropriate social, sounds a little bit like the Asperger's, but it's different, fashion to most social interactions. As manifest by excessively inhibited, hypervigilant, or highly ambivalent responses. These are the kids who hug strangers, they don't have good boundaries, they'll pull you in and then they'll spit you out. They're very confused about their boundaries when it comes to attachment. If you adopt a child who has reactive attachment disorder, it can be quite a challenge. You want to love them and you want to give them love and affection and you want them to internalize that, but they won't let you. They'll push you away, they'll get angry, they'll pick fights. I had a child in my office, not adopted. It took me a while to recognize this, but it's a fascinating story to tell, and she's given me total permission to share it anywhere because it was such a piece of fabulous work. She had 3 children, and it was her middle child, and this child was fighting with her all the time and breaking her heart. And nothing she could do would work or was right. And she got exhausted as a mom because she would try to give empathy or try to help the kid when she was frustrated and the child wouldn't let her and was pushing her away. And it took me a while. Some light bulbs went off in my head and I started to ask more history questions. It turns out the mother was having a real crisis with her attachment to this child, and she was able to admit it with tears running down her face. She was brave, she was honest, we could do fabulous work because she was able to articulate to me her own conflict when this particular baby was born. The baby was unexpected. You know, this provokes a lot of guilt in moms. But the baby was unexpected. She was just about to launch a career choice that mattered a lot to her that she was going to have to give up. There were several things happening in her life that resulted in enough of a significant depression that she had some deficit in attaching to this child. And the fact that she could admit that and talk about that was so wonderful. Because as soon as that aha happened, and it was her middle child, she now had a third child. And by the time she had the third child, she was ready and it was planned. And, you know, the apple of their eye and the typical third and adorable and the whole bit. This kid was kind of punishing her, also didn't feel loved. The child would say, you adopted me, and she wasn't adopted. But you see, she had an internal core intuition about what had happened without any words or any conscious awareness. But it was so wonderful that this mother could go back and remember that and talk about it. Because then we did some wonderful work, we did special time, which is also called quality time or floor time. This mother religiously found time for this child, 20 or 30 minutes a day, without any TV, no phones, no other child present. We did that for a while. We did some goodnight rituals that were very, I can't think of the word, I want to say regressive, but they were very mother-baby-like. So she allowed this child to be coddled and baby-like, whereas before she was critical of it. When her daughter would regress and act like a little baby, she was angry at her. She worked a lot on her empathy because she admitted she's not good at empathy. So when her child was upset or annoyed or irritated or agitated, she tended to want to fix it. You know, in relationships, when you're upset about something, the person you're talking to just wants to throw solutions at you? She was like that, and then the child would get so much worse and kick her and scream, and what was missing was empathy. This mom just, and she admitted it. She said, I don't even think to do that, but I coached her in how to have empathy and how not to rush to trying to fix it and how to just stay right there like a nurturing mom with a baby. You know, when our children are babies, it's so easy to respond to them. And so she practiced this empathy, and the kid just melted in her arms because she was saying, she just let her have her frustration or her anger. Whereas before, the frustration and anger made her so anxious as a mom, she was immediately telling her, well, why don't you just fix it? Why don't you do this? And the kid, in her own brilliant, beautiful way, basically kicked her mom for that. So, but there was also the attachment thing, the push and pull dynamic going on. I gotta stop, it's late, we're all fading. So I'm gonna take questions from you.